The final score was City of Derry 12, Enniskillen 24. And you have to say the Fermanagh men were good value for that result. They had apart from Derry's opening 10 minutes when they had a very strong possession of the ball, but unfortunately they didn't take advantage. But the one major problem throughout the game was the number of penalties they conceded. I mean, Enniskillen out half, who kicked the ball very well, was given many opportunities. In fact, he only failed with the one that he went to the post for. And I mean, in the second half, I think it counted like something like 10 or 11 penalties were given away at the breakdown. And you just cannot, you know, get possession and territory to get up into the 22 to do that. But be that as it may, I suppose you would have to say that Enniskillen were better to break down, quicker to the ball, and that maybe was the reason for it happening. As I said, Derry had a very strong opening 10 minutes, but on 15 minutes, Sam Balfour, the Enniskillen winger, he finished off in the corner, and that opened the scoring. On the half-hour mark, Enniskillen got a 5-meter line-out, and from strong driving and play, their prop Gavin Warrington went over, and out half Keyes, he converted, making it 12 points to nil. Keyes then had penalties in the 43rd minute to make it 15-0 at half-time. The start of the second half, again, a penalty given away. Keyes punished Derry to make it 18 points to nil. And on the hour mark, Derry then came back and showed great enthusiasm. Simon Logue having a blistering run down the wing and scoring in the corner. He should have had much more of the ball, really. But that was what it was. That made it 18-5. But then again, Keyes had an opportunity to kick a penalty. And sure, he did. And that made it 21-5. And again, 5 minutes later, he stuck over his fourth to make it 24 points to 5. In the last, Enniskillen then had a player yellow carded on 70 minutes. And Derry lifted their game quite a bit and were rewarded then when centre David Brown got over at the post after a good move. McDonald converted, that made it 24-12. A few minutes later, David Lapsley made a superb outside break from the halfway line. Looked as if he was going to dive over in the corner, but the Enniskillen fullback made an absolute try-saving tackle to stop it. And really, that was the end of Derry coming back. They did try again, strong again, but Enniskillen's defence, even with a man short, was good. And they obviously, from my point of view, the team that wanted it most. Unfortunately from Derry, it was a great opportunity today to get into the final of the Ulster Junior Cup and get a game maybe at the Kingspan I against either Ballyclare or Cook. But as I say, from Derry's point of view, the season is over. It's the first season they've had out of the AIL. They started in the qualifying League One and finished in fifth position. And I think a lot of the players realised it wasn't going to be as easy as they thought. This, for me, would have given them a great opportunity to get to the final. Not to win it, but to get the final would have been good and have given a lot of confidence for next year, because it's not going to be any easier. And unfortunately, finishing as they did today, almost one game away from a cup final, is not going to help morale at all. So the final score here at Judges Road in the Ulster Junior Cup semi-final was City of Derry 12, Enniskillen 24.